episode 5 of 10 Minutes of Talk. I'm your host, Nina Capone, and today we will be breaking down the podcast. All right. So, we know we only have 10 minutes here, but today I am going to open the lines and extend it a few minutes if you have questions. So, if you're interested in calling in, please feel free to do so at 563-999-3763. Again, that's 563-999-3763. I wanted to talk clear because someone said I go so fast, they never get the number. Okay, here we are, season 1, episode 5 of 10 Minutes of Talk. What's going on, your girl, Nina Capone? And today, we will be breaking down the podcast business. On Tuesday, I had the opportunity to go speak to a room full of podcasters. And when I tell you, it was exhilarating. It was awesome. It was amazing. I had a great time. There were some amazing questions asked. And I just felt like I didn't give them enough. So I wanted to come back, and I felt like this was an opportunity for me to still just kind of give some jewels that I feel like a lot of people may struggle with, some things that I struggled with, like terms, definitions of things, and what it meant and how it should go when I started out 15 years ago. So in this episode, we are going to unravel the intricacies of the podcasting world. We're going to take a deep dive into the business side of things, understanding advertising, terms like CPM, ad types, pre-roll, mid-roll, post-roll, what they mean, how to price them. A little sidebar conversation I had on Tuesday evening as well. So we're going to discover the differences between dynamic and baked-in ads and affiliate marketing, talk about money, wrapping up just the money part. How do we make money in podcasting? And without understanding, you know, how advertising works, it's going to be a little bit, you know, hard to understand. So you can't really do something that you don't understand. So again, we're going to just take a deep dive into the world of podcasting, breaking down the business behind it. So whether you're an aspiring podcaster or just curious about the business, this episode is definitely for you. So let's kick things off by understanding the basics. Podcasting is not just about recording and sharing it, right? So, you know, as I spoke with these podcasters, you know, one of the, you know, the big question was, and it's so funny because I thought it would come from me, but it didn't. It came from a member of the audience who said, well, I hear, you know, as they shared their stories on how they got started and what they do, the big question was, how do you make money? And that's one of the things that, you know, I think is the big question. Even for the podcasters, how do I make money? How do I make money doing this? And that was something I wanted to address, you know, how do you make money doing this? And again, a lot of times we just don't know, you know, we want to sell merch and we do all these things and that's cool, but how do you make money specifically with cash, right? So let's jump into it. First of all, podcasting is a legitimate business, okay? So a lot of people say, you know, well, is it considered a business? How do I make it a business? Do I need an LLC? Do it all. It's a business. It's a legitimate business that can actually generate revenue. And it could be your primary source, okay? The primary source of your podcast is advertising, okay? So let's be 100% transparent here. Let's be clear. The primary source of revenue from your podcast should be advertising, okay? Not your merchandise, not affiliate marketing, none of those things. It should be advertising, okay? So let's be very clear there. So first and foremost, you know, I didn't hear many people mention this, but CPM. What is it? What does it mean? And how is it used? So for us in media advertising, CPM stands for cost per milli, right? Meaning cost per thousand. It represents how advertisers are willing, how much they're willing to pay. for every 1,000 listeners of your podcast. If an advertiser offers $20 CPM, so you'll get an email for saying it to say, well, we're going to offer you $20 CPM. You'll earn $20 for every 1,000 plays of your actual episode. Okay. So, and that's usually per episode. So if you're getting $20 per 1,000 spins and you have a dollar amount of goal set in your head, this will help you understand how many spins you need to get, because you're going to get $20 per 1,000. So it's really important to understand what CPM, okay? Because that's your revenue. That's how you make your money, okay? And with that being said, you get different types of offers, right? So there are actually three main types of advertising on radio, okay? And again, we say, hey, I'm going to let them do a commercial. And then I talked to a young lady, and she basically explained that, you know, she wants to, and it was a great idea, and I can't wait to sit down with her, because she said, yeah, well, I came up with $50. I'm going to charge $50 for, you know, advertising. And I'm like, okay, I want you to get bigger money. I want you to get bigger money. And $50 for how long, for exactly what are they getting? And I think we need to be clear on our offers. So I wanted to get into the three types of advertising for your podcast, which there are just three: pre-roll, mid-roll, and post-roll. Okay. Pre-roll, I'm going to try to keep this as simple as possible, being as though I'm working off of 10 minutes here. So pre-roll is ads at the beginning of your episode. And if you're on any of the platforms, these are usually inserted for you. So you get to, you know, see them there. You may not know what's going on, but, you know, make sure you're getting your coin, because you hear ads on your podcast and there's coin being flipped in the background and you should be in on it, right? Then there's mid-roll, and these are the ads in the middle. Typically, like during a break, you say, hey, let's go to commercial. Let's go ahead and pay the bills, some of us say. Those are those mid-ads, okay, the ads in the middle of your show, okay? Then you have post-roll, and these are ads that the end of the episode, okay? And I know right now you're listening, if you're listening, you know, how does this work with money, right? So mid-rolls tend to have the highest CPM. And the reason why is because listeners are already engaged. They're already tuned in and they're anxious to hear what's next. But, you know, so it's the perfect time to stop them and boom, throw in that ad real quick. So that's when you got more engagement, people already listening. So mid-rolls, they actually pay out a little more. So versus $20, you're talking maybe that $50, right, for your mid-roll. Yeah, and that's the one you really, you know, you're going to get the most out of, because that's your engaging moment, right? Some people miss the beginning of the show and some people miss the end of it because they got to go, what have you. So you think in the terms of podcasts, you want to make sure that you understand that mid-rolls tend to get the highest since listeners are already engaged. Next, let's get into dynamic versus baked in ads. Okay, so we talk about ads and we talk about making money, right? So how does these ads work? Again, I didn't hear anyone talk about ads and making money and, you know, reaching the height of CPMs and things like that. So I wanted to just kind of touch on these so you guys can, I'm throwing out terms so you can Google, do your research and learn on your own as well. But baked in ads are part of your actual recording. These are ads as if to say, right now I stop what I'm talking about and I talk about, you know, this up and coming, whatever that's happening in the city or wherever it's happening at. This is a baked in ad. This is an ad that someone said, hey, Nina, could you mention this, you know, during your podcast? Like right now I'll do a baked in ad saying, you know, shout out to Talissa and Seven for hosting and putting together the podcast networking event. It was marvelous. Make sure you check them out on Adult Talk. They are awesome. That's a baked-in ad and free of charge for my team there, because that's squat. So that's a baked-in ad. That's a baked-in ad. It's permanent. It's going to stay here. That won't be taken out, okay? So then we got dynamic ads. On the other hand, a dynamic ad can change. So dynamic ads are like, how can I explain it? It's a technology that's being used, okay? So it's a dynamic ad insertion technology, right? Where they insert these ads in different spaces in your podcast. So you may have a little air, a little space there, and hey, they just put them anywhere, right? So throughout your podcast, there could be dynamic ads. You can place these ads based on your listener's location, time, or even whatever personal preference is. So let's say, for instance, I cater to Philadelphia. So with that being said, there's things that may be going on, or advertisers in Philadelphia, because my podcast is based there, then that's what that target would be. So that dynamic ad to be placed would really focus on something in the area that people are familiar with. So, and these ads can come out. These dynamic ads can be changed over time. They're not baked in. They can be taken out and switched with anything else. And this often happens with podcasts. You'll go on and listen to that podcast and you'll hear, an ad come on, and then you'll go back a week later and listen to that same podcast and it's different ads there. And that's because those ads are actually dynamic. And it's great because you get different CPMs for those dynamic ads. So they're awesome. Next, we want to get into affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing, which is another way to monetize, is through affiliate marketing. So a lot of people are hearing affiliate marketing has been around for a very, very, very long time. It's one of the most strategic ways, easy ways to make money by promoting a product or a service and earning a commission. So any sales generated through, you get like a unique link. Any sales generated through that link, you get paid for. You get like a commission. You can choose what you want to promote and sell. So it's a great way to partner with brands. And you want to keep that relevant to your content and your audience. And I spoke a little bit about this during the event, but again, I mentioned that you want to make it relatable to your audience. So there were some adult podcasters there, and I said, hey, you guys will do really well becoming affiliate marketers for that adult toys or adult whatever, right? So that's super important that you understand your audience so you can become an affiliate marketer and make some extra income by including links. Rather, you're going to have them on your page under your video, or just, you know, have your, they mention your name or something in that nature. So, you know, there's lots and lots of ways to monetize, and it's important that you do so. So you're not just podcasting without a purpose. Okay. So next we're going to get into sponsorships and partnerships. Okay. I'm going to try not to talk too fast because I did extend this show. And again, if you're on and you're listening and you have questions, feel free to give me a call, 563-999-3763. I am live and I'm willing to answer some questions or what have you. But sponsorships and partnerships is yet another way to make money. So beyond your traditional ads that I, you know, started out with, your pre-roll, mid-roll, and you can also strike deals directly with brand sponsorships, you know, and you can do these and bake your ads in because they've already paid you, and you can kind of do like a little sponsor portion segment of your show. So this can include episode sponsorship, product placement, or even branded content. Okay. So you can do a whole podcast based on some content, you know, or what that sponsor may want you to speak about. You can have sponsors just sponsor a particular episode where you're mentioning that sponsor throughout the episode. This is awesome for promoters. If you know any promoters, you want to work with promoters, what you do is simply mention promotion throughout your entire podcast and let people know, hey, don't forget, this is going on here at such and such. You want to make sure that you're there. Here's the link. This is where you get your tickets, blah, blah, blah. And then you get back into your podcast. Great way to, you know, get your show sponsored. Product placement, even if you want to do giveaways, things like that. It's just so many ways to make money. And I think that we kind of overlook and leave a lot of money on the table. So with that being said, let's get into it. How to increase ROI. And if you're not familiar with this term, it means return on investment. When we create a podcast, we put a lot of money and a lot of time and effort into this. And it's crucial to offer value to your advertisers, right? So, you know, what's the ROI for your advertisers? You can increase ROI by first and foremost targeting the right audience, okay? You want to make sure that you're reaching the people that you say you want to reach. I know who my audience is. My audience are podcasters, business owners, startups, stay-at-home people, people who are listening to podcasts to further and grow their business, make money in some kind of way. So those are that's my niche. So I stick to it. I know who my target is, and I make sure that my promotion goes out to them. So make sure your content appeals to a specific niche or demographic so that you can reach the right people. Okay. And artists, I left out artists, sorry, definitely for artists as well. So promoting and engagement. Encourage your listeners to interact with your ads. Let them know. Make sure you click on the link below. Make sure you click on the ad. That's really the encouragement. That's the promotion. That's the engagement that you're looking for. So whether you're using a promo code, make sure you use promo code Nina Capone on such and such and such and such, blah, 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 when it's about visiting this website. So you want to make sure that you constantly encourage them to use your code, because that's how you're going to get paid. And it's more, listen, you don't want to forget to mention that. This is not a aha moment when it comes down to making money, because you got to make your money. So I always suggest putting a little note up. I'm big on notes. Keep that note next to you and make sure that you don't forget to mention the right things so you can get your money, right? You want to get paid. You want to get paid. Don't let podcasting become something you do for free. You want to make sure that you're literally being on point when it comes down to your mentions and advertising, okay? So what's next? So, and I'm looking at a note as we speak because I don't want to get off track, because I say I got ADHD and it can happen so easy. So content, quality content consists of episodes with quality, you know, whether it's the sound, whether you're staying on topic, even like with me here, I like when people kind of freelance and get comfortable, but don't get too comfortable if this is something that you're looking to monetize at some point. You know, in the beginning, when I started first podcasting, I was comfortable. We were just having a ball. We were having fun. It wasn't about any money. So we didn't really look at, you know, how to monetize it. I wasn't really adding in any promo, any of my affiliate links, anything like that. So I wasn't running ads. I mean, I was just doing it to be doing it. I mean, yes, it kept me focused and busy on something, but I wasn't making any money from it. And I changed that mindset really quickly. So high quality will increase your listeners' loyalty by 1,000%, okay? So just make sure that you're consistent. You know, count your episodes, you know, what episodes you're on. It's very important that you mention that as well and let people know, you know, what they're watching, where they can hear it at, and all of this stuff. You want to make sure people are tuned in, that you're making money. This is an opportunity for you to make some money. So if you're looking to podcast, make sure that you're following these steps, these guidelines. I mean, it's free game, so take it or leave it, but go ahead and get your money. Next, let's get into analytics and metrics. Super important, because if you're sitting down with advertisers, so to attract advertisers, you need to understand and share your podcast metrics. They want to know, they understand that you're popular, you're cool, you get a lot of listeners. That's cool for you to say, but you want to be able to download numbers, right? Listener demographics. So where are your listeners coming from? How many people are listening? What time they're listening? What are your engagement rates? And you can do this by having using platforms like Libsyn, Podbean. They actually give you detailed analytics. Even what we're on right now, Blog Talk, you can get detailed analytics for your podcast and be able to share this information. Okay. So before I get into the tips, we do have a caller on the line, and I'm going to take that caller and bring them on the line. Hello, caller. State your name.
Yeah, my name's Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Okay. You're talking about analytics. I wouldn't count too much on Blog Talk Radio's analytics. They're kind of exaggerated and falsely defined. But if you have independent software to measure the analytics, I would recommend that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, so what I was this show is about today is kind of getting podcasters started. A lot of them, you know, and I actually did some speaking Tuesday night to a room full of podcasters, and I had the opportunity to understand that they didn't understand even what analytics were and how to use them. So I'm just kind of using this as a reference point at this point, but hopefully to sit down with some of them one-on-one and really dig in deep and introduce them to some software. Joe, do you have any software that you would recommend they use when podcasting?
No, but it's easy to find out on the net. You have to test it. I wouldn't trust a salesman. I would test it and see if it actually is accurate. Have you ever talked yet about how to attract listeners to the podcast? Because there's a reason why Joe Rogan. Huh?
Well, I didn't get to that part just yet. Like I said, this is more or less an intro, a 10-minute intro to podcasting. As I said, I met with a few podcasters, and there were some definitions that I wanted to share today.
Okay. I was mentioning Joe Rogan because he has 20 million downloads a month, and there's a reason for it. And I don't think a lot of people on the normal podcast will be able to reach 20 million, but you can do fairly well if you do. Mm-hmm. 20,000, 100,000 a month, I would imagine.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Of ads. I mean, you're introducing people to ads and podcasting and the marketing of them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you'd be surprised how many people are actually attempting a podcast right now and have no idea what any of that means, CPMs, ad roles, mid roles, or, you know, where what they actually mean and how to define them. So I think that just to get people on the right page and help them to first understand and define what those things are. Unfortunately, as much as we would love to have people just jump on Google, a lot of people don't. That's still something that is not as common as we would like it to be as I sit and talk to people. So I wanted to just kind of jump on my episode here and really share some basics with them. So just to kind of get their wheels spinning, if you know what I mean, so they can start looking up some things like this and doing a little more research before they continue to kind of waste time podcasting without any income, you know?
Yeah. And this, of course, is very important to become popular. I'm sure you get around to that too. Okay. I'll just hang on and mute myself and just listen to the rest of the podcast.
I appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for sharing. I do appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Have a great one.
You too.
All right, y'all. So, listen, I'm still here, and, you know, I'm going to thank Joe, the caller who called in and shared that information, which is very important. Again, like he mentioned, analytics on Blog Talk may not be the best, but, again, I do recommend if you're using Blog Talk, use them to understand what they are. I mean, they do give you a good visual if you have no idea what analytics are. And again, I'm always available to kind of give you additional information, help you test out some systems. Remember, I am in tech. This is what I do. You can come by my office if you're in the Philly, Delaware area, Jersey. I'm in all of those areas, right in the center there. You can come by my office, and I can kind of walk you through what those things are, and, you know, we can test out some additional softwares together. But I'm not here to sell you anything today. So a few tips for some of those podcasters, before I go, I want you to focus on your content first, okay? So a lot of times, not really about getting popular right away. You want to make sure you have good content. And I heard some fears about, you know, bringing on big names and things like that, even if you know these people, because you felt like, you know, maybe your content is not good enough. You're not going to ask the right questions. You don't have your equipment set up really. So focus on getting your content, your equipment together. Make sure that you're pumping out a show that people want to actually listen to, that they can tune in and stay focused on. So that's big and very, very important when you're doing a podcast and you want to start to have guests on. Just stay focused. Stay focused. Make sure your content is focused. Make sure your equipment is clear. Make sure you can talk to people. They understand you. You don't have a lot of static in the background. Why my phone is going off today, I do not know. It never happens. But, of course, I'm getting a million notifications. So make sure you're offering value to your audience, okay? And then the revenue will follow, okay? If you're offering good content and value to your audience, then you're gonna make money. The revenue, if you're set up correctly, you will begin to make money. Engage with your listeners. If you get a call, talk to your listeners, okay? Listen, hear them out, because they're going to tell you what they want to hear, okay? They're definitely going to tell you. It sounds like our last caller is very familiar with this platform, with the platform in itself, and cool. He dropped some jewels. I mean, you never know who's going to call in. You never know who's going to share information. Be open to receive it. Again, this is a 10-minute show. I prefer questions on here. I love interviewing people and getting their knowledge. Their background is awesome as well, because you get to learn from them. But this particular episode is strictly about, you know, defining what podcasting is, the advertising, marketing side of it, so you can get yourself familiar with it. So, again, stay consistent and always be on the lookout for partnerships that resonate with your brand, okay? Just make sure you stay on point with everything. I mean, that's the key takeaway here. Podcasting is exciting, okay? And you can blend it with creativity, with business. So whether you're in it for passion or profit or both, because I'm here for all of it, right? Understanding the industry's business side can set you up for success. You know, what I heard on Tuesday night is, I want to be successful. I want to make money. I want to make this work for me. How do I get paid doing this, okay? So that's what it is. Passion, turn your passion into profit. So let's turn our passion into profit by understanding the industry's business, okay? And this way you will be able to make money off of what you're doing and hopefully turn it into a full-time business. So again, I want to thank you for joining us on 10 Minutes of Talk with your one and only, your girl, Nina Capone. So until next time, look, I'm coming back with more information, a little bit at a time. I'm not going to overwhelm you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you drop some likes, comments, share some things in the links below. I appreciate it. I'm not advertising on this one. There will be some ads thrown in, but definitely make sure you stay focused. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at any time. Again, I'm your host, Nina Capone, and it's been a pleasure.